بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Imam presented a new model for the Islamic Republic, which was completely different from those two systems. Liberal democracy, which is based on capital, and communism, which is based on dictatorship. In Imam's model, certain dualisms became coordinated and harmonious. The dualisms that were previously attempted to be set against one another were brought together and harmonized. Imam put them next to one another. One of these dualisms was the execution of divine rules alongside observance of public expediency and interest. It was Imam who formed the Expediency Council. Some people think that it was I who established it. At that time, I was president. Imam wrote me a letter and held a meeting to establish the Expediency Council. Islamic rules were enforced, but the expediencies of the time and public interest were observed as well. This is what is meant by expediency. It does not mean showing certain consideration for individuals. Another dualism was attempting to the needy and insisting on economic justice, in particular economic justice, as well as generating wealth. Both the generation of wealth and justice in the case of poor must definitely be observed in Imam's viewpoints.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another dualism was the rejection of both oppression and accepting oppression. As a political system, government and nation, we will not oppress other governments and nations, and we will not accept the oppression either. We will not bully others, nor do we surrender to bullying. We will both strengthen science and economy and the defensive mechanism of the country. It was not the case that we only think of the economy and ignore the country's defensive mechanism and security. The opposite is true as well. Both national solidarity and unity and diversity and the existence of various political orientations must be officially accepted. This is another dualism. Officials should have both piety and purity and expertise and competence. How did he want to make this future distinct?
That you've